Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 59. I am your co-host, Devin Moon, and with me, as always, Trevor Payne. Trev, how you doing?
Dude, I'm getting that E3 hype, that E3 excitement. It's starting to course through my veins, Dev. Do you feel it? Are you feeling this, dude?
Dude, feeling the energy. I'm shaking. I'm getting the shakes, dude. Getting the shakes over here. I'm excited.
I need 3 milliliters of E3 stat.
Stat, doctor. Nurse.
I think that's a medical term. I think we did it.
I believe that. We did do a medical term there. We are trained doctors. Everyone, that's exciting news, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. This week, we are talking about the Sonic Central, which is, you know, a presentation. If you didn't know, Sega's got their own thing. That's Sonic Central. We're going to be talking about that. All the Sonic 30th anniversary news you would want to hear. It's coming your way. We're going to also be nailing down when we will see the Switch Pro, because there are more details and rumors surrounding this mythical system that we are so very tired of talking about. But guess what? We dragged this dead corpse out once more. You know, it's the gift that keeps giving. But this might please be the last time. Please be the last time. My body is ready. And, you know, a little bit of PlayStation E3 news. What we want to see from PlayStation this E3, that's a question from our wonderful listeners. And remember, listener, if you want to be part of the show, visit our website at nintendoshow.com, where you can send in your questions, comments, concerns, and let them be implemented into the show. Trev, are you ready to enter the mysterious world you call, we call, Mr. Miyamoto's Magical News?
Woohoo!
There it is, number one. This week, Nintendo graced our ears, well, I guess Sega mostly, graced our ear holes and our eye holes with a brisk presentation dedicated to Sonic's 30th anniversary. What we saw was disturbing and somewhat cool, and I iterate somewhat. Let's give this newly born geese a gander. Trav, let's pull up what we saw. Thanks, IGN, for this wonderful little article. First off, Sonic Colors Ultimate reveal.
Yeah.
This is coming to PS4, Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch and PC. Hey, everyone's getting Sonic. Everyone's excited. Sonic Colors, have you played it? Have you dabbled? This was a Wii game, a DS game. It's supposed to be one of the better Sonics. One of the best.
Is it really?
Yes.
I need to check it out. So here's my history with Sonic.
I played
1 and 2 on that good old Genesis. Uh-huh. There was something about Knuckles at some point. I think I played something with a Knuckles in it.
Listen, don't slander this, okay? Don't slander.
I'm not. You can tell I'm going there.
Have some respect.
I played Sonic Adventure on Dreamcast. That was, I don't know if it was good, but I remember liking it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, well, I remember liking a bad game, and then let's see. I feel like I keep trying Sonic games and not liking them, with the exception of Sonic. What was it? Sonic Mania.
Mania. Yeah. That's the one that I feel like everyone likes. That's like
consensus. Well, I think because it took it back to 1 and 2 kind of style of gameplay, and when it was good. So yeah. I really liked it. Now I like Sonic as a character. I think he is a cool design. I think he is one cool hedgehog. The Sonic movie, big fan.
Yeah,
really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Even the cartoons, I remember the cartoon back in the day, I thought was all right.
Yes, as a kid, I dug it greatly. Listen, Trev, I'm a Sega boy, okay? Ain't no Nintendo.
Sonic
back in the day stories. Genesis. Genesis was my console, my birth, my beginning. I skipped all Nintendo because I'm a crazy person, just went straight. You know, the marketing worked, dude. I was ready to be a big boy, and I wanted to get my big boy shorts on and wear them black leather straps. I'm ready. Dude, the Sega
Genesis. Is that all you were wearing? Black leather straps?
Just strapping it up.
That's why you looked so strange when you'd come over to my house as a kid. I was like, dude, what is wrong with this dude?
Homeboy's a little gothic.
A little crazy with his black straps.
I was a Genesis kid. I did not get into Nintendo to 64. Yes, I know I shouldn't be hosting this podcast just for saying that, But yes, I love Sonic. And Mania is the best Sonic, I think. One and two, three, all good. But Mania is one of the best. But Colors is a good one. It's very well done. It's the mix of the 2D and the 3D. So it kind of does that Sonic Adventures thing where it kind of goes behind his back for a little bit to do a few things. And then
cool.
You got the 2D stuff intermixed. I think it might have been one of the first that does that. Anyways, people loved it. It's definitely highly reviewed, actually, as a Sonic game. So obviously remastered, it looks a lot better. Because as we all know, the Wii... Not a 1080p, not an HD system, although is running with those clowns, running with the 360 and the PS3. The Wii definitely did not have that clarity. So seeing those remastered, like I saw it on Game Explained, seeing like the updates of this and that, very like it looks night and day. It looks really good. So that's very exciting. Cool. If you're into that kind of stuff. I think I'll give this a try because this is one that I've always heard that was good and I didn't actually try it on the Wii. So I'm looking forward to it. Sonic Colors. And I think it was like in Wii's top 25 games on IGN a couple times. So it's good.
Very cool.
It's up there.
I will be down. Yeah, get some remake or remaster, whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. Love to that thing. I'll check it out. Sounds good.
Another one, Sonic Origins. Compilation was announced. This includes Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and 2, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, and Sonic CD. No release date. It just showed a couple of those bad boys off. I'm excited.
I feel like you can play these anywhere.
Exactly. And so true.
It's like, you know, when I saw this, like, they didn't even give a release date, and they're just like, hey, experience on modern consoles again. You know, it's just like, all right, cool. Let's do this again. I think I own that compilation almost on everything.
Dude, it was giving us a whole Forbidden West vibes. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we ain't giving you an announcement date on this because we know you can play them at any time, but you're not getting an announcement date. You're not going to know when this bad boy hits the store shelves, okay?
Well, I was on the edge of my seat the date, and now I'm severely disappointed because when and how and where am I going to be playing Sonic the Hedgehog?
Well,
it's impossible to know.
It is impossible to know and impossible to play. So good luck trying to pull out a Genesis or any other Sonic place where you can buy Sonic the Hedgehog 1. Okay, so Sonic 3 and Knuckles. There's something going on here that I do think you can't play one of these games, and I think it's because Michael Jackson pumped out the sickest beats for one of those games.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, dude. I'm dead serious.
No, Sonic, this is like some weird fan.
No, I'm not. Stuff, isn't it? No, dude. I think I'm legit. Like being legit. I think MJ himself wrote some tunes for either Sonic 3 or Knuckles. I don't know if that's the same game, guys. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I'm being a bad Genesis kid. I can't remember. But either way, MJ wrote some sick tunes. And since that happened, there's a lot of copyright issue going on with that game. And so that's the big deal. That's the one that they're like, check it. But that also makes me think either they worked out the copyright issue with the ghost of MJ himself, or they just rewrote the songs and just kind of were like, yeah. You know what I mean? we'll figure it out.
Very nice.
So that's interesting. It will be, dude, Sonic games have amazing music. Okay.
They really
that's
do.
One thing.
They,
that's
they,
one
they
thing
got some really good tunes. Good.
Yeah. They got some good tunes. Green Hills. I mean, come on, man. So good. Blah, blah, blah. So other things, we got animated shorts. We got some Netflix series coming on. Sonic cameos, huh? This was a weird.
Oh, now this is where a weird I'm really excited. Okay, this is the highlight of the whole Sonic event, dude. Okay, everybody, I need you to buckle in for this one. Okay, yeah. Pull over on the side of the road. Get ready for these announcements. Ooh, these are bangers, dude.
Bangers, dude. This
Devin, like, don't disappoint. You got to sell these things.
Okay. Now Mario, he tried, right? Mario tried. He had his chance. 35th anniversary. It was okay. It was average.
He done messed up.
He done messed up because he wasn't on 2 Point Hospital. Yeah. You remember that game? Yeah, I remember it too. How about Olympics Games Tokyo 2020? The official video game of the Olympics.
Yes, now, this isn't the Sonic versus Mario.
No. No, this is not Sonic versus Mario. And I want you all to know that these are there are grown men and women in these games, adult human beings, real modeled characters. And guess what? It's just a dude wearing a Sonic costume. That's
it's
all
like
it
a
is.
Dude in like it's like a mascot, like big head, yes. Sonic costume walking around. Oh, it's great, Devin. Like seeing the Olympics, man, just these people putting their lives, their dedication into running and jumping and throwing. And then you have this blue mascot running next to a dude, hitting them hurdles. It is so good. That's probably the main reason I will get this game.
So good. Oh, man.
Like, I was actually watching it. I was just laughing because it was just so ridiculous. I was just like, why? Okay. All right. Cool. I'm in.
Dude's like Sneaky King. It's got that kind of perverse creepiness to
dude,
it.
Dude, it does. It does. The Burger King King, dude. Is that his name? Sneaky King? Is that what it is?
Well, no. I think it's just the King. But, like, there's that Sneaky King game. And, like, and he would, like, sneak around. It was like Splinter Cell. And you were the King. And you were stalking people in their windows. It's got that creepy vibes that I'm just so into. And I can't wait, man. Like, Olympic Games 2020. And Two Point Hospital is also kind of in a weird... kind of a weird model also that you're just like, they just put a costume on this. Like, it's not even like a good version of Sonic. It's just this really bad mascot outfit. And I just
love
it.
You can see the hole where like the person's face is looking through. There's a seam on the back. No, I don't know if it's that bad, but
I don't know.
Anyways, it's good.
It's good.
It's good. Like, this made me happy. Genuinely, it made me laugh.
Well, and then I just had a moment where I honestly was like, didn't we just have Sonic in the Olympics? Oh, this is the real one. This is the one without Mario. Anyway, that's pretty good stuff. Mobile games. Hey, Trev, did you remember the of Sonic Dash or Speed, any of these? I had no idea anyone was playing these still.
Oh, I knew that they existed. I didn't think anybody played them, though. But.
Oh, my gosh. I played Sonic Dash. I don't know when that was released. 70 million years ago.
A long time ago. And it's not good.
It's not good. No, it isn't. And it's got like they're like, yeah, we're adding some Halloween costumes. You're like, oh, cool. Okay. Oh,
get me hyped for the end of October, dude. I was hoping they would announce this stuff in May.
Who is waiting? Who's waiting for this? There are Sonic fans way above and beyond me that are just like they are yelling at us right now, Trev, just freaking
I doubt it
out.
No, I don't think they exist. I don't think those I think there are Sonic fans, but I don't think there are Sonic mobile game fans that are just they're finally talking about this. I've been wanting forever. I want to know about the Werehog for my Halloween costume.
Where has Werehog been?
I don't know. So it's one of those things I think is ridiculous. I think it's I don't know. Are they just looking for stuff to throw in the news? Like, I felt like this was like borderline pointless.
Borderline pointless. Very, very much though. I mean, I think they were just, Mario's doing a whole bunch of stuff. Is like, here's some pins. Oh, dude, one thing that's not even on this is the jewelry. Yes. Where the heck?
Dude, the ice?
Is the ice.
Who was it? It's like paired with like this like company that makes this sweet bling, dude. I'm gonna be rocking that. I like how they sold it too. If you're into hip hop culture, here's the jewelry for you. You're gonna wear a Tails,
dude. Trev,
pendant.
How much is this ice, bro? Because I might.
Well,
be
if it's from a reputable company, this thing's gonna be expensive.
If it's legitimate all diamonds, I think we got something. But I'm telling you, I think I need some ice, dude. I think I need, like, I've never wanted ice so much until today.
Yeah.
I need that.
I would have done it if it was a grill. Sonic grill. I would have been on board.
Got the knuckles, like the diamond knuckles.
Knuckles.
I mean, it just sells itself. Okay.
I know. You know what? Okay. I think we need to redo our look, our wardrobes.
I think so, dude. I think Sonic I gotta fashion. Drop this dumb, punk skater look and go for something a little cooler.
Dude, a little bit more fresh.
A little fresher. The last one was the final, our last thing kind of like Nintendo does. Hey, one last thing, everybody. And it was It was Sonic running through the forest, and I thought, oh, they're doing Sonic Colors again. And then it made a symbol, and that was it. And then I thought to myself,
oh, yeah, huh?
That's that's the worst teaser I've ever seen in my life. But Trevor, I got a little sneak peek, this is a little insider knowledge for you, okay? Nothing IGN's going to be telling you, okay? This is from like fresh out of somebody's armpit. I don't know what the frick it came from, but I'll tell you what, it came from someone and I heard it. And I'm just going to spitball to you. It's called Sonic Rangers, okay? It's called Sonic Rangers. That's the title. This is something that Sega actually leaked. But someone, a playtester said, hey, I'm playing this Sonic game, and it's called Sonic Rangers, and it's a Breath of the Wild Sonic game.
What? No. Yes. That's not real. Yeah,
dude, that's what this playtester said he was playing, bro.
That sounds all right.
That sounds all right.
Oh my gosh, I'm rewatching this trailer now with that in mind, and I could get excited about that, dude.
Yeah.
That sounds okay.
I might get behind that, you know? I might be okay with
yes.
this. So,
okay, well, what would that mean though? Like, so if we are kind of putting out Sonic in the Breath of the Wild game, what does that mean?
Well, he goes 1,000 miles an hour.
Weapons with degradation.
Yeah, yes. He's starves constantly. He needs energy.
Oh shoot.
He's gotta grab that
food. And it's only chili dogs or whatever it eats in the TV show.
Yeah, yep. Trees are hanging, just chili dogs hanging from trees. Yeah, man. Okay. Dungeons, some dungeons, not good ones, just repeated scenery dungeons over and over again. At least 200 of them. And then a few giant beasts. And that, dude, I think I'm ready. All I got to say is it's not bad. It's not a bad idea. And it's definitely something new for Sonic. So,
yeah, like an open world Sonic game. I could get behind. Like, the thing is cool. Like, hey, with Breath of the Wild, it totally flipped Zelda on its head from what we knew. Like, it really changed things and it really felt new and refreshing. And, you know, I think people use that as almost like a descriptor of like, hey, they're doing something totally different. Not necessarily that it's a Breath of the Wild game, but maybe like they're doing the Breath of the Wild thing to Sonic, where it's a brand new, way different than what you're going to expect. And so that would be pretty rad.
Yes. So I'm like, you know, I'm timid. I'm not going to say it's great. Listen, Sonic has never been, like we said, Mania is at its best. Like, when it's 2D, it's at its best. I know people love adventures, but come on, guys. No, it ain't good. But I know people did enjoy it and still do. Anyways, that's the Sonic stuff. Hey, happy 30th, Sonic. Number two, recent rumors from Bloomberg seem to point to the Switch Pro being shown off before this year coming this year's coming E3. The reason for this is because third-party developers want to show off their new games on the Switch Pro. So, Trev, we've talked about this. Let's go over a few of these newer rumors. These are definitely rumor territory now. The Bloomberg stuff, that will probably happen. The before E3, we're gonna talk about our predictions on that one.
That sounds awesome.
But this one is coming from people that are developing cases and things like that for the Switch Pro, or rumors or whatever. This is where those rumors are coming from. They're saying it's an OLED screen, 7 inches. We've talked about the OLED screen, similar size. Joy-Cons will be the same, all that stuff, very similar. The changes will be the kickstand will be like a Surface kickstand, not the tiny little flap. Yes, full-on Surface, which I'm a big fan of that, Trev, dude.
I've been talking about this for a while, like just within my family to my kids, just like this kickstand sucks. Like it doesn't work unless you're on a table, like a flat table, any other surface, if you wanted to put on your lap and prop it up, it's just impossible with that dinky little kickstand that always breaks off, mind you. But like a surface style built in where the whole thing kind of angles out, you really can't put it on anything, which, and if they have that type of hinge at different angles and things like that, that would be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. So, I mean, it seems a little pricey, seems like a Nintendo to me, but that'd be really cool if they did that, because that stand is really, it really does hurt, like, because they always show it in the commercials. Look, we got the little Switch and everyone's gathered around it. Like, but no, dude, that thing break my, I don't think mine has one because I lost mine because it got ripped off, you know?
And yep, so I had to order third party stuff off of Amazon and reinstall new ones onto my kids' Switches because the original ones all broke off and we lost the pieces.
Yeah, dude, it's not good. That's like one of the weakest things. So if they do fix that, that's a great improvement. The other improvement comes with the dock. They're saying that there's going to be two USB 3.0 ports on there, as well as an internet port, which would be nice for those, our fighter boys out there, Smash Brother guys, our Splatoon, you know, actually having an internet that works, especially since the Switch is not the best, I would say, with their Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi chip inside the Switch is pretty weak.
Yeah.
I hope that they upgrade to like a Wi-Fi 6E or something like that into the Switch would be sick.
Yeah.
But so, honestly, like at least an Ethernet option, like you can buy a USB to Ethernet adapter for the current Switch. So like that is a possibility right now, but to have it built in, there's space in that dock. Like they could totally fit a little bit more into it.
I feel like it should be in there. Although I don't know how many people wire up anymore. I feel like it's a very Wi-Fi heavy thing, but I guess, you know, there are people that do that. Definitely like people that are super into the fighting community, all that. I'm sure they do that. So that's interesting. Again, 4K, that's been talked about to death. That will happen when it's docked, because there's obviously the OLED, I think, will be 720 still, which I think is fine size of that screen. I don't think you need to worry about that. 4K output, but doing that DLSS, which we've talked about before. And so that's the new stuff. It's just kind of those little tiny minor changes, which actually might be pretty nice overall. And price range, Trev. We've talked about this before. With this in mind, do you think we're looking at a $400 model, a $350? Where's your head at right now for this thing?
I am thinking $350 is what we're going to see. I think that they are going to be reluctant to release a device that's $400. I think that's going to be really hard for them to put that out there. But I think because, first of all, OLED tech is become a lot cheaper. Almost everything mobile has an OLED screen at this point. If they're keeping the resolution down, they're making these minor tweaks that don't seem crazy. I really think they could get away with $350. And then they drop the original Switch. So that original Switch then gets discontinued. It no longer is one they currently sell. And then they sell the Switch Lite. So then they have their Switch Lite at $200. They have their Big Boy Pro, whatever they want to call it, at $350. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that's the other thing, is that they were going to, some are saying that they will drop the middle Switch. So the Switch Pro will replace the current Switch.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know when that will actually be implemented. I feel like that would be a bad idea to do right off, but I don't know. For me, I think it'd be better to have three models than the two.
So are you thinking maybe like this one is the $400 model, then your normal Switch is three, and then two. Lite is two.
Or
honestly, like that pricing structure makes sense.
Yeah.
I just think that like with them wanting to like pump these things out, and then also I think that as developers are going to really want more and more people to have this 4K support or whatever new stuff that's going on. I think, you know, them phasing out that original Switch makes sense and just get rid of
it. That's true.
I mean, if it were me, I would be like, I won't buy the $300 one. I'll save up a little bit more and get the $400 or the $350, I think, is like the sweet spot. Like, it's just a little bit more. And if you do need a cheaper Switch, there's the Switch Lite for two.
Yeah. And I, to be honest, I do think 400 is too much.
I do too.
Because you have a you have the PS5 digital, which is that price.
Yeah.
You also have the Xbox One. Oh, sorry. The Xbox Series S.
Yep.
Good heck. Oh my gosh. The Xbox Series S, which is 300, right? Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yep, okay. So that one is $100 less. My problem, and considerably more powerful console, I would say, than the Switch.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't know how the Switch Pro will compete, but we'll see. But so for me, what I would like to see from Nintendo is drop the Switch Lite to $100, do the regular Switch to $200, and then do this new model to $300. I doubt they would do that, because why do that? I'm sure they would want more money for the Switch Pro. But I think it'd be really cool if they did that. If you got the Switch Lite down to something like $150, and maybe the regular Switch at $250 and then the other one at $350, that's a big deal. If you can play Switch games for $150, just like you did with the DS, that's a big deal, man. You could sell a shizload.
You're saying that, that honestly, like, if they could pull that off, that would make so much sense to me in my head. And I think that would open the doors to people either buying a second Switch as their Pro or whatever, and then also a whole new customer base that has decided not to buy one because they don't have enough money or whatever it is, dropping it down to that $150. That becomes, at that point, something very enticing and easy to buy for a kid or whatever. Because like towards the end of the 3DS's life, and also the DS, like you said, like you could pick up a new 2DS XL for $99, you know?
Yeah.
So that is such a good way to like get people into that ecosystem. And then you're making money off of games sold and services and, you know, software and things like that. I don't know. That would be really cool. Honestly, that is the one I'm hoping that they go with.
That's kind of what I'm hoping too. Yeah, just 50 them down each. And then, you know, that way, you know, if you're not into the Pro and you still have the, you can still have your regular. But yeah, it does. But I also like yours because it does force Nintendo to upgrade, which I do like that. You know, it forces everyone to be like, okay, we do need to improve. But it does also leave the light in a bad situation. You know, it does. One way or another, we have a problem there. So hopefully, something. I don't know. I don't know which one it will be.
Yeah, maybe, but like not really. Like if everything still runs at 720 portable,
that's true.
You know, so
that's a good point.
But I mean, maybe it just wouldn't have like the frame rate and all that stuff that whatever this new
is
hardware offering will have.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But the thing is, too, is like they're not doing. It doesn't seem like they're doing a Switch 2 or like a hard break, saying like, "Boom, okay, here's the cutoff. Now this is like a new generation or whatnot." Yeah. So, you know, I mean, they need to, no matter what, they need to support those old devices regardless until they get to the point where they're like, hey, here's the next gen Switch 2 or whatever we want to call it, Super Switch.
Well, and they've always wanted to be like Apple. So I wonder, are we just maybe, and I think to me, Trev, the Switch is the perfect idea to be like Apple. Does that make sense? I know they're saying that they're going to
kind of like an annualized update.
Yeah, an annualized thing I don't know, probably more like every 4 years or something, you know, instead of like every two or one like Apple. But kind of I don't know, I feel like they might do that because they've always wanted to do that, but who knows.
That would be cool. I would like that, like, because then you just like, okay, every couple of years upgrade to get whatever the latest one is at the time. The only downside is then you get confusing as far as like, we're 8 years down the road, and then on the back of the box, does it say like, okay, this is only compatible with Switch Pro, Switch Lite, Switch whatever. And then, you know, like that, I feel like that at that point gets really confusing where iPhones are like, okay, the iPhone 8, when you go to the App Store and you go to buy something, it says 8 and newer. And so you know roughly what to expect.
Yeah.
So that maybe they could do something like this, but the naming again makes it confusing because you're like, okay, is the Switch Pro older than the Switch Lite? If you're someone that's not super into, you know, video games and up to date on all the latest knowledge. So I think that's something that they need to be careful with.
Yeah, I think you're right. Either way, it's coming, guys, and it's coming.
Dude,
next week is what people are saying. But so let's go through the dates. Let's plan this. Okay.
So I think if we do see it, I think we're going to see, my gut is telling me next week, a little bit before E3, We're going to get it next week. Obviously, I didn't think we'd get it this weekend because I think everybody's been out since Friday, it seems like, at a lot of these companies. That if anything, they announce it like tomorrow or Tuesday, and we get it like on Thursday or something like that, the Direct itself.
Mm, yeah, I think you're right. We'll definitely, probably have a lead up to it. I would think some kind of announcement. Hey, join us for our really special something or other. Because you want to make a big deal. Thursday always seems to be the day that they announce these things, at least directs, major ones. So I'm either thinking it's going to be this June 3rd, which would be a Thursday, or it will be the next Thursday, which is June 10th. So literally right before, a couple days before E3.
Kicking E3 week off, man.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
That would be sick. And I think that'd be a good way to do it. Another reason people are saying that this is happening is because someone, I don't know if it's a third party of some that Nintendo has, wants to show off their game. And they were really insistent that they, show off the pro version of it. I do not know what company would have such cojones to like say, hey, Nintendo, you're going to show this. Because apparently they wanted to show it.
It's Microsoft.
Past E3. It could be. That'd be crazy. It could be. I don't know if it is. And that's my other thing. Is there a whole Microsoft thing going on when you have a Switch Pro? I mean, that's so much news. It's a lot to take in, but I mean, it's exciting. But anyways, so they were going to show it after E3. That was the rumor, but apparently they were told by some third party that they want to show it at E3. So it has to be a big guy. And the only other one I can think of that's a big guy that can control Nintendo in that way is probably Pokemon Company. And so is Pokemon Company the guys that are doing this? They're not usually the people that push system power. So I don't think they would be the ones.
I hope so, because you saw that Legends Arceus trailer.
Yeah.
And it was like so framey, like down in the like 10... 15 frames per second. Like it was real jittery, and maybe they had to show that version because of whatever,
just what's going on,
like the Pro hasn't been announced.
Yeah.
But like, I hope so, because they really seem like they're trying to do something different and big and robust. That would be cool if they're like, hey, we please announce this thing. Cause we know we're already developing for it. Then we can show the 4K version and really wow people. That would be sick. That would be the E3, mic drop right there is like having Pokemon on stage, 4K, awesome graphics, all that good stuff. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's Pokemon, but they're big enough to do it. Another big enough company. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think another giant company that's not Nintendo that knows, it would have to be a big game, like a big third party game. And that's exciting, dude. So I don't know what it is, but it's exciting me. The whole thing is exciting me. So
yes,
again, dude.
Well, and we've known about this thing forever. Like I think at this point, it's safe to say like the Switch Pro is a fact almost at this point.
Fact,
like it is going to happen. There's been so much rumors, so much speculation, so much news that has come out that it's going to happen. It's just about when at this point.
Yep. And I'm so ready for it to be done. So I'm like 3rd, 10th. Let's just do it before E3. Let's just do this thing.
And they're saying potential release around September, dude. Like, that would be awesome.
So cool.
Towards the end of the summer, rocking and rolling with the new Switch. That sounds all right in my book.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And hopefully with a Breath of the Wild 2 with it. If they home run that, if Breath of the Wild 2, which here's the thing, a lot of Zelda games are released, like the Switch Lite was released with Link's Awakening. Breath of the Wild was released with the Switch. A lot of, I think a 3DS was released with Majora's Mask, or the Majora's Mask one was. Anyways, like they do things with Zelda a lot with these consoles. So it is very possible that, hey, we got also the system seller, and guess what? It looks 1,000 times better with the Switch Pro, and it's Zelda, baby. If they do that, if it all happens in this year, it's going to be very exciting for Nintendo. It's going to be a great year to be podcasting for these beautiful, beautiful people. I'm very excited, Trev.
Yes.
I'm hyped. Anyways, enough of that. Enough gushing. Let's get into what we've been playing, Trev. What you been up to, man?
So a couple things. Now, I feel like, you know, I'm actually able to start playing some games with my broken arm, my broken hand. I'm able to get a little bit more movement. I've been playing some dual stick stuff lately. It's been really good. So, you know, what I naturally do when you have full access to any game you can play at this point.
Yes.
I went back to Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that uses
the big important game monster where you're always, you know, aiming down sights and all that good stuff. No, I jumped back in because there's been so many updates and it's been months, months and months since I played this game. They've added a bunch of Mario stuff to it.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. So like the whole green pipes, dude, they're game changer, man. Put one on one side of the island and then the other somewhere else on the island, you can just go down the pipe and you pop up at the other one. It has made my day so much easier when I'm running around doing my chores, my Animal Crossing chores. So I've been playing it for about a week straight now, every day at this point where I log in, do my stuff, and log out. And it's been really fun. I forget how refreshing that game is, and then I get mad at it, and then I leave. But like it is a very fun, like, hey, check in, see what's going on, do my thing for a little bit, and bounce. I don't really commit more than probably 30 minutes to 45 minutes each time I play it. I feel I get in, do my things I need, and then I leave. Yeah. And that's fun for me. Like, you know, check in, do my stuff. And so I've really liked that. But I think I'm going to be moving on to Mass Effect, the collection that they released on the Xbox here soon. So I think that's what I'm going to be moving to. But the other game I'm playing is the Mario Kart mobile game.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Good.
I'm broken.
Bad?
They've made it a lot better. It used to be really bad. You can play in landscape mode now. You don't have to do portrait, which just seems makes more sense to my brain.
Yeah.
I still feel like the controls are really finicky. I want them to add controller support and just let me play it as a normal Mario Kart game. And I think I would love this game because they have so many tracks. They have so many characters. I like that almost like weekly or daily. I don't know how often, but they're constantly adding new like cup tournament challenges and daily challenges and all these really cool things. Like, I feel like they're supporting it really well and I'm having fun with it. It is one of those things. Okay. I got a few more minutes before I need to do something else on my lunch break or whatever. I can pull it out real quick and do a couple matches and it's super fun. A couple of races and I have been enjoying it. So I think the updates that they've made to this game are getting better. But it's not perfect. The controls are still wonky and weird. And, but graphically it's beautiful. Like it is such a cool looking game on the phone.
That's cool. I wish, dude, it's so weird that they just got controls wrong on that game. Like Nintendo's known for their controls, like being pretty decent for the most part. You know, there's some wacky moments with Zelda's jumping and stuff, but like,
but overall, like, they're great at controls and with this too. And I know that they wanted to make this like, hey, it's designed for mobile. It's not designed for a controller. Like you're supposed to swipe and tap and stuff. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. But the thing is that they didn't do it very well. It still feels strange. No matter how many times I go in and kind of tweak the settings to figure out what I like the most. I've played games like Sonic Transformed Racing, whatever it's called, on the phone, and it controls so well. Like I'm surprised at how well it actually works with the touchscreen, and for some reason Mario Kart just seems and feels off. So either I want them to just add in like a virtual stick, you know, and just let me mess around with it that way, or just add full-on controller support would be so cool.
Yeah that would be way cool. Well, one day, hopefully someday, we'll see.
Yeah, dude. What have you been playing?
For me, so I want to jump into Resident Evil 8. It looks so good. It looks so down my alley. I love everything about what I'm seeing. So, but I want to get into Resident Evil 7 because I haven't beat it I haven't beat it all the way. I've gotten like halfway through, I think. But I lost my save file, and so I have to restart. So I restarted it, and I thought to myself, first off, my Xbox One, which is the OG, and it looks like garbage. It is the worst looking thing ever. Like, it just, I don't, it just, Resident Evil 7 looks really bad on it. And I think it's also, I have this really bad, this TV that I'm using is not helping. It is like pixelated so bad and so blurry that I just cannot deal with that game right now. So sure. I stopped that. I also stopped it because I was scared to death. That game is too scary. I love Resident Evil, but that one is way too freaky for me. And I just feel like I'm going to die every single, like, I'm just, it's so tense. So I'm like,
it really is.
I don't know if I want to dabble with 7. Maybe I'm just going to skip 7 and just go to 8, because,
you know, I would.
Yeah. 8 just seems a little more, I don't know. It's just more actiony. It's more like RE4, which is not scary. It's like action scary. It's a little horror-y,
right?
And so,
and little jump scares here and there.
Yeah, and here and there. I'm more into that right now. Seven is just like
Seven is twisted. Dude. It is so messed up. Like, it is. I don't know. Like, I've only played just a little bit. I'm just like, I can't do this. I can't handle. But I have played the demo or whatever for 8, and yeah, was able to play it no problem. Like, I thought I was going to be like, okay, here we go. But I was able to just enjoy it. So I would say just jump there and watch like a story recap on YouTube or something.
I think that's kind of what I'm going to do. Like, again, 7's a great game, and I know it's supposed to be about the scares, but I just am not. Just not feeling it now. I don't know what it is. I need happy-go-lucky stuff. So I also popped in some 3D World. 3D World, yeah. I, you know, beat Bowser's Fury, gave our review of that, thought it was amazing. So I'm on 3D World. I beat it, but man, that game just keeps going, dude. Like, so you beat Bowser the one time, and then he's like, I'm going up to the special space. And then you go up there. And so I beat Bowser the second time. The game is over. But now there's like these fairies and they're like, hey, there's another space in space. Another space in space. Anyways, so I'm in the galaxy type world for that game. And I think this is the end. I don't know. This is cool. There's a lot of game in this game, dude. There's a lot
there
of
really
game
is, in
3D
isn't there?
World. I don't think I beat this game all the way when I first played it on the Wii U. I think I was really close to beating Bowser just in general, and I didn't get to this extra like fairy stuff. But dude, great game. Love this game. Super fun. I don't know. It doesn't hold up like I remember it, I think, for the most, like, as far as camera controls go, but I do enjoy the game still a lot. And yeah, man, it's fun to have a game where you're just listening to a podcast and jumping around. That's like,
100%,
that's my
yes.
thing right now, man. Just like having something to just like, I don't know, mindless games where all it is about jumping. There's no story. You don't have to be involved. You can do other things while you're just playing this game. I'm loving that crap. So 3D World, guys, if you haven't got it yet, especially for Bowser's Fury, totally worth it. So good. Let's get into a fan questions. Ryan asks, what would PlayStation have to do to make a super hype show this E3? What game would you like to see from them or games? What's on your radar for PlayStation, man? E3 is not, they're not going to be there, they say, but what is there? I'm sure they will be in the vicinity in some way. What is it? What are you excited about?
I think that they won't be officially part of E3, but they're going to have announcements and stuff. I'm sure of it. Yeah. Plus there's a lot of third parties that are going to be showing PlayStation crap. But I am hoping for whatever the next God of War game is. I hope that they show that they've announced it. They haven't shown anything. So I want to see a PS5 exclusive only to that new system. Like, show me what you can do, because first of all, the 2018 God of War for the PS4 was so good and looks amazing, and it looks so much better even on PS5 right now with the little updates that they've done. But yeah, a full-on PS5 God of War, I want to see that so incredibly bad.
Dude, God of War. I think God of War was the best game of last generation.
I'm not going to fight you on that. I think it is. I think you're right, dude. That game is incredible. The storytelling, the gameplay, the visuals, everything about it was so incredibly good.
And it just did it a little different. I feel... Horizon Zero Dawn 2 was shown. That game looks amazing, right? Forbidden West.
Yeah,
looks amazing. It looks so good. But when I play that game, when I see that game played, I'm like, it looks amazing. It looks like a great Sony game. But that's the thing. A lot of these games are looking like the samey. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little samey here and there. And this game, is it amazing? Yeah. But it feels like mechanically there's not a lot going on, or at least differently mechanically, not a lot going on. But God of War did it a little different. Like, the open world was done differently. Everything was just a little, I don't know, it just played differently, and I can't even describe it. I can't like point to what felt different about that game, but open world wise and everything about it just felt a little, I don't know, man. It was something different. It was something special, man. It's not like Assassin's Creed-y. You know, it's not like you have open space and let's get on the top and look at it and then kind of like do these tiny little dumb quests. It's like, it's very different. It's almost like solo gameplay mixed with that kind of open world a little bit. It's very different. Very different.
And just pulled off so well. And like, just like even all the little minor moments in that game where you're canoeing, you know, across the lake or river or whatever, like the way that they do the storytelling with you and your son, Art, I can't remember his name. Artie. I'm going to call him Artie.
Good old Artie.
You know, there's just like so many moments that I'm just like, I'm going to stay on this boat because I just want to hear the rest of the story. Like, it is so intriguing and just the way that they present everything is just so grand and huge and awesome. Like, so I want to see that. I also want to see, and this will probably be with Square Enix though, but I want to see Final Fantasy 16. I want to see a deep dive of that game and what it looks like and what it plays like, but that's just me.
Well, yeah. And Final Fantasy 16, I think is the next, at least the ones that we know is like the next big heavy hitter, you know, other than Ratchet and Clank, and man, that game,
I'm ready for it. They don't need to show it anymore.
Dude, yeah.
They can just release it. Yeah,
they're done with that one. But for Final Fantasy, I'm like, I love what they're doing with it. It seems like they're kind of going back to that older style, that 6 or whatever, FF6, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's the Final Fantasy that you don't get much of for at least a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I love what they're doing with it. So it looks cool. And that's definitely the other one for me. It's like Final Fantasy 16. If you show that off, if God of War, you know, Ragnarok has like, it's supposed to be released in 2021, man. That's what Forbidden West is the one that didn't actually have a date, but it's the one we've seen the most of. Yes. And God of War has a date and we haven't seen any of it. So it's weird. So that's what I think, you know, everyone's like, yeah, no way God of War is going to come out this year, which I understand. I tend to agree with them on that one, but I'm like, but it is the one that they dated. Like, it's the one that they were exactly. Like, yeah, we're going to do it. But right. I guess we'll see on that for sure. Other games that are just kind of floating around for Sony. I don't know. I mean, if you had those two entering this year, I think they don't need more than that. Sony usually sticks with two big heavy hitters for them.
Right.
Especially when you have Ratchet and we had what was the other one that just came out? The chick, middle-aged chick, and it hit in Aliens. Oh, man.
Why am I not remembering this?
Oh, that's so bad. Whatever. It's so annoying that I don't remember that title. Anyways, that one that just came out. So if those do hit, that's something. But I'm trying to think of like other things that I want from PlayStation. I think for me, I just want to see mostly new titles again. It's like same for like Xbox. I want to show
the new stuff, new IP.
What's the new generation look like for games? That's kind of what sucked about seeing Forbidden West. It was the only part that I didn't like, is you're like, it still is a PS4 game and it still feels like it's in that era, although it looks 1,000 times better. I have no idea how that's going to run on PS4. But,
right.
You know, I want something more than just looks. I want to be like, wow, this is genre changing. This is new in some way that I haven't seen before. And that's what I need from Sony. Dude, even a first person shooter, Sony needs to branch out of the genre that they have created. Like, they are becoming
third person.
Yeah, they have become a house of third person open world action games. It's like a whole bunch of different versions of Assassin's Creed, essentially. You know, it's like you can play with the Assassin's Creed with robots. You can play the Assassin's Creed with the samurai, or the one with the zombies, or you know what I mean? Like, it's,
you know, that is so true though, Dev. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man. So I would love to see, you know, genres. Let's do different genres. Let's get a first person shooter in here. Let's get, you know, let's do some the robot guy, Astrobot. Let's get him in here with some platforming that's not VR exclusive. I know he was in his own little, you know, kind of free game, but I would like to see like a big, like, let's put some money like behind
full-fledged,
it.
Full-fledged. Yep.
Yeah.
I would take a full game like that. Like, it was that demo game kind of thing was so cool. Like, I would take a full-on game of Robobot.
Yep.
Or is it Robobot, or what is it? Something. Astrobot.
Astrobot, that's right? It. Yeah. Astrobot. Yep. And why not go into the first person genre again? Like, I know Killzone, in my opinion, dude, Killzone sucks, and so does the alien one, whatever
that is. Resistance.
Yeah,
yes.
Resistance. Both of those, I know everyone was like, Halo Killers. No, dude, you're full of shiz. But PlayStation could do it. I know they could, because they make amazing games. Like, I know you could do it. And yes, you didn't hit it with those, in my opinion, but obviously they sold well enough that you made sequels. I don't want more of that series of either of those, but I definitely would love to see a linear shooter from you guys. Like, compete with Call of Duty, compete with Halo, compete with all these other genres. Let's get out of this. Let's change it up. That's all I want to see from PlayStation. And I want to see some games, because right now it's like, man, I guess I'm very excited. Like, out of all of them, Xbox really needs to show the games. But, you know, PlayStation, I think they can rest on their laurels for a little bit, and they might with God of War if they show it off and all that kind of stuff. And but I hope they don't. So anyways, yeah. Anything else?
No, game-wise, I think we covered it. I do want them to. I would love PlayStation to come out and say, hey, we're revamping PlayStation now, and it's going to be the Game Pass competitor for PlayStation. I think it would be so cool to have something like that, because PlayStation Now is a cool service. I don't think it's one that I feel like I have to be subscribed to, where Game Pass, I'm like, dude, it's paid for itself over and over again already this year. Like, it's ridiculous how many games I've played on that thing. So I think having some kind of revamped service where PlayStation can compete with Xbox in a way, I think that would be pretty huge. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be like the same. Like, it doesn't have to
be just something.
You don't need 100 games. More competitive. Yeah, like, you don't need 100 games. Like, you can't afford it. That's fine. You're not Microsoft. You don't have billions of dollars just to do it, you know?
Just to blow.
Like, just throw freaking money and be like, yeah, you know? But you do have all these, like, great exclusives. And so maybe what you can do is a really, like, I don't know, like, pinpoint or, like, dedicated selection of games that are Sony only games that are really amazing, you know, and you're like, oh yeah, we can beat you in this way. And there's kind of like a service to it, right? Something like that, maybe. Like, I don't know how you're going to compete on the same level, just because there's just so much money involved. And this is the company. Like, this is the company for Sony, you know?
Well, and I think execs from Sony have even gotten up and said, like, no, that is unsustainable what they're doing. We can't. Yes. Like, that doesn't make sense. And I think it makes sense for Microsoft right now. But, like, I think down the road, hopefully the price doesn't increase and, you know, whatever there. But I would like to see Sony go in and say, like, hey, our right now they don't have backwards compatibility. They have game streaming through PlayStation Now.
Yes.
And so make it so, hey, you can download, instead of streaming all these PS1, PS2, PS3, whatever games that are available on there, you're able to download them and play them directly. Yep. Also, like, release more of your exclusive stuff on there, I think would be really cool.
Yep. Yeah, especially your backlog. Like, especially your backlog. Like, you have some of the best games ever made. And you're just sitting on, you're just doing what Nintendo's doing. I mean, you do a little better, but like, it's still the same. Like, it's still the same thing where you're just like, guys, you could wreck with your back catalog here. And a lot of people are young and they haven't played those older PlayStation games, you know? And I haven't, I missed PS2. I missed PS3 and I missed the original because I was a Nintendo guy, right? I was a Nintendo guy and an Xbox guy, and I totally skipped PlayStation until PlayStation 4. So, you know, I'd love to play some of those old games. Some of them look really good and are classic for a good reason.
Oh, right. Absolutely. And yeah, I think that could be a good game changer.
Trev, final recommendations. This is where we give something awesome to check out, video games or otherwise. Trev, what is your final recommendation?
All right, guys. Final recommendation. You know what? Sometimes the world is too crazy. It's so go-go. You're always working. You're always doing your chores, doing yard work. I don't know what you're doing. I think everybody needs to take some time and have tea time, Devin. Oh, buddy. Take some time. Pinkies set aside... up. Brew some teas, pinkies up, dude. Pinkies up. And just down some tea, dude. Like, so there's so many good teas out there. I like a lot of loose teas. Uh-huh. That's my favorite way to steep it. I love a nice oolong. Ooh. Some Dragon Pearl oolong is real good. You know, I enjoy me some yerba mate is another good one. But there's so many teas out there for all the different flavors and whatever you want. But for me, it's more of the taking time away to, like, wait and be patient and to relax, brew some tea, sit down, let it cool, just sip on it and take a moment to kind of breathe and decompress from the crazy world that we live in. So that's my recommendation, everybody. Chill, decompress, maybe do a little meditation time, something with your tea, and just enjoy the moment.
Dude, that sounds so nice right now. Like, I'm like, right? I'm down for some tea time. And you know what?
Tea time, dude.
I'm going to be rocking my Sonic Ice. Have some tea.
You know, like, what is up with this guy? I love it.
Dude, that is a great recommendation, though, because it does sound really nice. Mine is Apple Watch. I just barely got an Apple Watch. I'm an Apple dude, so it makes sense for me to have that. I have my iPhone, all that good stuff. So I wouldn't recommend this for everyone. I don't think an Apple Watch is for everybody. But for what I'm doing, which is like tracking steps, exercise, all that kind of stuff, if you're into fitness and that kind of thing, I would suggest an Apple Watch. And you probably might already have one, or maybe you have a Fitbit. I like the Apple Watch a lot because it has all the other features of messaging and all this other kind of stuff. And you know, it's actually kind of convenient, especially when like driving, to be like switching your tunes just from your watch and stuff is a lot easier than, I know, like, big deal, you have to move your hand a little bit, but it's a lot easier to do it from your watch. And I know it sounds silly, but it actually is a game changer. And like other things like directions, like using your maps on like things during driving is a lot less scary. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna crash into somebody to find it because it's just sitting on my wrist. And that's a game changer for me. And I like, it's silly, it's like silly stuff like that, or like pausing my music from a distance, or it's just, I use it every day. I really am loving it a lot more than I thought. Every time I saw people with an Apple Watch, I'm like, man, you bougie boy, what are you doing with that stupid thing? You know?
What's up, BB?
But like, I understand it. Like, there are conveniences. Again, I don't think it's for everyone. It's not, you know, not everyone needs it. It's not a need. It's definitely not a need. But no, it is.
But it's a luxury, man. It's a luxury, nice.
Dude. Yes, it is a luxury. And I never thought I would like a watch on my wrist, but I like a watch on my wrist. And it's, if you really want, it's a nice joke too. So if anyone is like being slow, you just look at your wrist. It's an automatic joke. Like you just point at your, you tap the watch 3 times. You're like, okay, we got to get going. You know what I mean? I have a thing. That's a constant joke in my life. You know, it has its benefits. So if you're thinking it, if you're just, you're on the fence, just dive in. Just dive in. I guarantee you will enjoy it. It is worth it. If you're dipping that toe, might as well just, I'll push you in. Okay. Go into that water.
Love it.
That is it for us, this wonderful episode of the Nintendo Show. Thanks everyone for listening. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. You can remember to like us and rate us on the podcast service of your choice. Leave a review on iTunes. Really appreciate that. Check us out on Weekly Recharge, especially this coming couple weeks. I'm sure we'll have reactions of the Switch Pro when it comes out. Have our reactions of E3 as it comes out. I'm sure Trev and I would like to do something with that. We're going to figure all that out. And it's gonna be a fun time, man. Lots to talk about. And, of course, we will have the Nintendo Show posted there as well. And there will be a big E3 extravaganza. I think we'll probably have to do everything, dude. I think we'll do Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation. We'll talk it all about in a big old episode of the Nintendo Show. Because it's necessary, you know? I think it's necessary
The E3. I think so.
So, anyways, thank you, everyone, for all you do. Give us all the likes. Give us all the love. Thanks for all the love that you have given us so far. We really appreciate you all. Our dedicated fans, you guys are the best. Until next time, bye.